The technical halachas of today. I actually want to share a story which my Rosh Hashiva gave over to me about 10 years ago. And I remember it to this day, and I hope you guys will remember it. It really changed the way I looked at Yom HaZikaron. So there was a rabbi in Rechavia. His name is Rav Gustman. Rav Yisrael Zev Gustman. And this Rav Gustman was brilliant. In Vilna, before the war, before World War II, he, at age 20, had risen to be the Av Beit Din. He was such a genius, and he would have had an amazing career being a Dayan in Vilna, but World War II happened, and instead he spent the war running away from the Nazis. He hid in corpses, he hid in pig pens, and somehow he survived. And he had a little yeshiva in Rechavia. And on Thursdays at noon, the whole country, all the brilliant people, judges, and Talmidei Chachamim knew, Thursday at 12 o'clock, we would go to hear Shir by Rav Gustman. It was packed. And that was one of their highlights. And there happened to be one professor. He was a professor at Hebrew University. And he actually ended up winning a Nobel Prize in economics, Rav Yisrael Aumann. And he was one of the students who would come to class every week. So in 1982, Israel's at war again. All the troops get mobilized. And unfortunately, Rabbi Shlomo Aumann, who was the son of Rabbi Yisrael Aumann, who was a high school teacher, fell in battle, and he died. So Rav Gustman hears about this. He mobilizes all of his yeshiva, and they all go to the cemetery to help bury the dead. And Rav Gustman looks around and he says, they're all Kaddosh. Everyone here is Kaddosh. And they ask him, everyone? Yes, everyone, religious, secular. They're all Kedoshim. You know, the Gemara in Pesachim says that those who die for the Jewish people, their place in Gan Eden is guaranteed in a higher place than anywhere else. And he goes to the cab and he says, I want to go to the Shiva. So he shows up to the Shiva, and Rabbi Aumann, the professor, is a little bit surprised. He says, thank you so much, Rabbi Gustman, but you got to go back to your yeshiva. You spent enough time. Go back. And Rabbi Gustman says, no, I want to tell you something that I haven't told anyone else. He says, you don't know this, but I had a son. His name was Meir. And Meir was a beautiful child, and he was a huge Talmud Chacham. And the Nazis took him away from me, literally from my arms. And he died. He was executed by the Nazis. And I remember he said, I took his shoes and I sold it so that we'd have food to survive, but I couldn't eat it. So I gave it away. And I think about my mayor every night. But you should know that right now I'll tell you what's happening in Gan Eden. That your son Shlomo, when he's going to the heavenly tribunal, to Gan Eden, he's being greeted by Meir, he's being greeted by all the 6 million, all the Kedoshim. And Meir's saying, I died, but I died, I wasn't able to save anyone. You died for the sake of the Jewish people, you died for the sake of Eretz Yisrael, and so while my Meir is a Kadosh, Your Shlomo, he's a Shliach Tzibor in the heavenly minion. And I was never able to sit Shiva for my mayor, but let me sit here with you. Let me sit here for your Shlomo. And Professor Aumann said, I never thought that I could be consoled, but you've consoled me. And I like telling this story over because it reminds us that when we're going to hear all these stories about these people today who passed away, it's not a day to mourn and be sad. It's a day to stand strong and commemorate their memory, to think about their lives and what they died for, the values that they died for, to think about their lives and ask ourselves, how can we put that into our own lives? And that's the best way to honor their memory, not simply to cry, but to think about how do we take these values and put it into our lives. Just technically, when we get to the cemetery, obviously, we put our tzitzis in, we wash our hands as we're going out, the custom is to put stones on the graves and not flowers. That's a Jewish tradition. If you want to put flowers, I don't think you're breaking halacha, but the minhag is to put stones. And obviously at 11 o'clock, when the siren goes off, we take that moment to be mitzaref to the tzibur, join the tzibur, say some tehillim, daven, saying tehillim the whole day is appropriate, and acting in a appropriate way, and not frivolously in a Beit HaKvaros is obviously always the right thing to do. Shkayach. Hashir.